Much of the world feels warm fuzzies at this time of year. Holiday music trickles in almost as quickly as trick-or-treaters arrive home at the end of Halloween night. Retail and restaurant windows are soon decked out in glitter. Shops are abuzz with gift-givers on the hunt for the perfect parcels to share with loved ones. Neighborhoods come alive at night with colorful lights, glimmering in the dark. It's a season of joy, of giving, of sharing, of showing love and light to others, when a certain sort of sparkle touches much of the world. It's also the season for empathy and acceptance, especially for those who aren't feeling so jolly. For those who have lost loved ones, favorite songs are reminders, sometimes triggers, for both warmth and tears. Some are making their way through painful breakups, the first lonely holiday without family intact, the first time waking up without their children close by. Still others are separated by distance from those near and dear, unable to fly or drive home for a visit. Many are faced with financial woes, job loss, and the panic over how to find enough for their next meal. The most wonderful helpers in our community, in the form of individuals and organizations, do so much to shine a loving light on those in need. But we, as individuals, can do so much more, in such small, meaningful ways. The Grinch in the grocery store lineup may have struggled just to leave home to buy that gallon of milk, a small victory worth celebrating. Those neighbors who don't observe Christmas at all. Our city is a diverse mix of many cultures and faiths, deserve acceptance and respect for their customs and traditions. That coworker who struggles to laugh, or plug in at this time of year, may be managing more than everyone sees. Let's hold space in our hearts for the people we pass whose lives we know so little about. A simple smile or kind word from a complete stranger can be enough to change the course of another person's entire day. The same holds true for a negative encounter. Christmas, for some, is a dark and challenging time, where smiling and singing and joy is just too much. Collectively, we can listen, reach out, offer understanding, acknowledge, lend a hand, make a call, write a message, send love. Our humanity is our highest gift, it's what connects us all. Let's make sure the magic we spread at this time reaches every heart. Editorials are the consensus view of the St. Albert Gazette's editorial board.